I don't really think it looked like me. In a club, for example, people have like come up to me like, oh my god, you're that girl in the meme, like asked for a photo, which I thought was crazy because I'm like, this is just a random photo, like I didn't even know it was being taken.
That is the voice of the Milk Edinburgh Girl meme, which first went viral in 2018. We'll be talking about the night the photo was taken, nasty online comments, and what her kids might one day make of her moment in the spotlight. Welcome to episode 1 of Oops, I'm a Meme.
We're living life in a world obscene. Sit yourself down and make some tea. Think a little while about other folks whose lives now live. There's not life jokes. One day they woke to viral fame and never seen the same again. Who's that face upon my screen? Oops, 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 oops. I'm a meme.
Hi there, I'm Maddie, and I'm still stuck in the glory days of YouTube in about 2012.
Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm a TikTok connoisseur.
And I'm Anna. The largest amount of retweets that I've ever gotten is 5.
Although none of us have ever gone viral ourselves, we have grown up watching normal people become internet famous.
In Oops, I'm a Meme, we interview guests about their accidental fame and truly investigate how a viral moment has impacted their life.
So guys, are you ready to discuss our memes of the week this week?
Yes.
I'm excited.
I think my meme this week is actually the best, as always. No, I know.
Big claim, Lucy, big claim. Hey! Alright, go on, Lucy. What meme have you brought for us this week?
So today it is the Queen, Kim Kardashian. She tweeted a picture of a picture that has apparently been painted by Northwest, her, I think she's 7, her daughter, her eldest daughter. And a Twitter user has taken this picture and posted another picture of, I think it was after a football match, I could be wrong, but it's basically a lot of drunk people lying in the street in the middle of Manchester. Everyone's been arrested, and it says, this is also a Northwest classic. I love it. I love it so much. It's great.
Why do you love it so much?
It's just proper Northern, isn't it? Like, people laying on the streets drunk, proper British. A lot of people are saying it's going to be like that on the 21st of June, when hopefully the pubs are reopening.
Yes.
So. Definitely. Why do we have such pride about these, like, potentially grotesque situations?
I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Because only the British culture could take it that far, you know?
100%.
There's nobody brave enough.
That is exactly it. Yeah, I love it. It's a Northwest classic.
The meme I've brought this week is taking us to another end of the kind of British spectrum, I guess. Honestly, I could not stop watching it. It is a video that's resurfaced of Rishi Sunak, who's our, what's he do?
Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Chancellor of the Exchequer, yeah. Don't you know?
Ooh la la.
He is a self-confessed coke addict. Now, yes, I know what you're thinking. This sounds ridiculous coming from a man who's meant to be a very straight
big wig Tory.
Here he is announcing his Coca-Cola addiction. However, in the video, what makes it just even more hysterical is the fact that he keeps digging himself a deeper hole.
I generally do have 7 fillings because I got through a lot of the stuff when I was young, which is very bad, so people should not, don't do that. But I now have one a week. I'm only allowed one a week now. So, but I'm an enormous Coca-Cola fan.
You know, if you've ever felt guilty or embarrassed about maybe saying the wrong thing in the wrong situation, at least you're not Rishi Sunak.
It's the fact that he mentions Mexico.
And actually my favourite drink is not even Coke, it's called Mexican Coke. Because you get it, it's this special Coke, which is the only place in the world where Coke is made with cane sugar rather than high fructose corn syrup.
Mm. Yeah. Like, why? Why? In that situation.
Yeah, my meme kind of follows off of that same thought pattern of just when a publication just tried to say something, but they didn't quite think about it. They just missed that one punctuation point that made it completely different from what they meant to say. I found it on Twitter, and like, I've never laughed out loud for so long. But it's a post by The Independent Film, and it's a tweet. And they say, every movie and TV show coming to Netflix this month. And then Jonathan Sloman retweets it saying, are you kidding me? That's huge. And the reason I found it funny is because every movie and TV show coming to Netflix.
Maddie didn't get this earlier.
I think I get it now.
Everything is coming to Netflix this month. Yeah.
That took me so long.
That is huge.
Took you a while.
Now, if you follow us on social media at Oops, I'm a Podcast, you will be able to take part in a weekly poll we'll be doing to find out who really is the best meme of the week. Stay tuned till the end of the podcast and we'll reveal to you who the audience think has won the meme of the week.
Now it's the moment we've all been waiting for. Maddie, you scouted the interview this week, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So this is Lucia Gorman. She's the girl behind the Milk Edinburgh meme. Does that ring any bells for anyone?
I see this everywhere. Yeah.
She did. She had a resurfacing recently too.
I'm really excited to see what she has to say because it, you know, sparked this whole feminist conversation per se, and like all this stuff about like, oh yeah, that actually happens, that's not a joke.
I think that's because it's like so relatable, isn't it?
Oh my god, yes.
I'm really glad you mentioned that because it's something that she talks about later on, as you'll hear in the interview, is how other people also use the memes for kind of the greater good, let's say.
I'm excited to hear it.
Love to see that.
I'm ready. Give it to me.
They say a picture tells a thousand words. In the case of Lucia Gorman's bored facial expression, which became an iconic evergreen meme, this is certainly the case. The year is 2018. University student Lucia Gorman is enjoying a one-off milk event at Edinburgh's Bourbon nightclub.
It was literally the first week of uni, so now I'm in third year, so it was first year freshers.
The music is blaring, the lights are strobing.
The music's like, what is it, R&B hip-hop sort of vibe?
And anyone dumb enough to attempt conversation would have to shout. A photographer wanders around the room, capturing friends too drunk to care, and close encounters of the intoxicated kind. Zipped into a red bodycon dress, Lucia clutches her fluffy coat, poised to get a taxi home. A boy is caught.
Well, I knew the boy from school.
He is mid-shout, seemingly yelling something into her ear. Lucia stares into the distance, an utterly disinterested look on her face. Her lips are turned up in a U-shaped frown.
But I don't remember it being taken. Like, I didn't know it was taken at all. I didn't know it was a thing until someone sent me it.
The meme perfectly captured a dissatisfied woman trying to be persuaded or patronisingly explained at by an opportunistic man. It was brilliantly relatable. It is one of my all-time favourite memes, and I was honestly quite starstruck to meet her.
Thanks so much for agreeing to do this. I know it must be strange to still be talking about an event that happened years ago.
It was so long ago and I was so much younger and I look horrendous and I look so different. But yeah, it's weird that it still comes up.
What are you up to now?
So I'm a student in Glasgow at Strathclyde doing business. So I moved back to my flat maybe about a month ago. So living with my friends here.
Of course, I'm sure you've done this spiel so many times. What on earth was going through your mind on that night?
I worked at the club that it was at and they'd had Jack Fowler, I think he's called, from Love Island there as like a meet and greet night thing. And we got to meet him first because we worked there. So I went back for the night and then, yeah, I just was drinking.
And you've said in the past, obviously it was kind of coming towards the end of the night. So even though you don't remember it being taken, you probably were ready to go. Is that about right?
Yeah, definitely ready to go. I'm pretty sure I had my jacket in my hand. That's what, I don't really see it, but some people say that it looks like a hedgehog, the thing in the photo, which I've never understood and I've never seen it. It's just because it's my jacket. So I obviously was getting ready to go because I had my jacket over my arm and that's all I could tell you about. I don't know.
What a bizarre thing to happen to you, because it wasn't until a few days later, right, that people found the photo on Facebook. When did you first realise that you'd gone viral?
Well, someone in my group chat of my friends at home, someone had sent me a tweet of a boy that had tweeted it the first time with, like, I don't know what the caption was, one caption. I thought it was funny, so I liked it. And then the boy messaged me just saying that he was going through the photos from the club because he was there trying to find one of him and his girlfriend or something, and he thought it was funny. He posted it and I was like, oh great. And then someone else sent me another one, and then there was another one, and it was just getting loads of likes on Twitter. And then I just kept seeing a lot of them. people would send me them, and it just kind of went, within that week there was quite a few online, and mainly Twitter, but then also Facebook, I think.
That must have been quite overwhelming to see face just plastered everywhere.
Yeah, it was weird, just because I know it's just one photo, but like people would, like, I don't really think it looked like me. In a club, for example, people have like come up to me like, oh my god, you're that girl in the meme, like asked for a photo, which I thought was crazy, because I'm like, this is just a random photo, like I didn't even know it was being taken. Like I've always found it funny, but it's just like, when I think back to it, and like, when I still see it come up, that's when I think it's mad, because like a lot of people have seen it, not in a weird way, but I just feel like quite a few people have seen it. So yeah, something I didn't think would happen.
You just touched on that then. So what is it like clubbing now? Do you want to go clubbing anymore?
Oh no, I don't care at all. And obviously like clubs have been shut for so long now. But I just find it funny, like sometimes like no one would say anything, but sometimes I'd be in a club and there'd be like a couple of people that would be like, oh my god, that's you, like no way to come up to me, which is just so bizarre, because I'm just like, that's what would happen to like celebrities or like famous people when they come up to them, but I'm just like, I'm just this random person in a photo. Like I wouldn't associate, if I'd seen someone in a club that I thought I reckon, like I wouldn't think I'd put two and two together. But no, it's, I always find it funny, and my friends find it funny when they see people come up to me, but yeah, I don't know, it's a laugh.
Good. Why do you think it went viral?
Oh god. I don't know. I think it's just so like relatable, I suppose. Like I feel like a lot of people are like, that's just like a very classic photo in a club, like people, like the girl just doesn't care. And then I don't know, it's been, because it's used in a lot of like memes, I hate the word memes, but in a lot of memes, it just works with like a lot, I don't know, I think it just works with a lot of situations.
Yeah, relatable for sure.
Yeah,
but you also got some odd reactions to it, you know, people, I don't know, commenting on your fake tan and yeah, like making very sexualized comments about you, like that's pretty invasive stuff. How does that make you feel?
Sometimes like I do it to myself, but sometimes if I see it, I read through like the replies, and some people can just be like, I know they're laughing, but like some people will just like, I look like a frog, or like say things about me, and like I find it funny because my friends will say that about me, like they'll call me a frog, but just when other people say it, I'm like, oh god, hurts the confidence. But I don't mind, and like I know my tan was dodgy because I had eczema on my neck, and people see that, but I wouldn't even have thought it was in the photo, but people are like, come on, what's wrong with her neck and all this stuff. But it's fine. I can see how like celebrities and stuff, like if I was famous, I wouldn't be able to deal with any sort of hate. Like it stresses me when I see one thing about me, but it's never anything bad apart from like my face or my tan, but no, oh well.
So you don't let it knock you too much then?
No, like I'll send it to my friends, I'm like, god, they said I look like a frog, and then like, oh, just ignore them, like they don't even have a profile picture, like that sort of thing. But no, I don't let it bother me. It's just, it can, like there's no need, some people just don't say these things, there's no need to say stuff online.
Yeah, you sound like you've got a really thick skin, but there's also the fantastic side of this, which is that you've kind of become a bit of a feminist icon. I think many people have seen this picture, and as you say, it's relatable, but specifically to women that might feel they've been patronized in the past, or you know, it is a photo we have all felt it's been a part of our lives. How does it feel to be that kind of feminist cover girl?
It's good. I just never really think of it like that. Like I think when I think about it, I just like, oh, that was just this random photo in first year. But I guess like sometimes I see it and people take it, because I saw it the other day and then someone replied like, I don't want to be back in the club, I have to see like boys doing this to girls all the time. Like I think they see the really literal side of it, which I'd never really think of, but obviously like, I guess if you look into it, it is, that is how it can be portrayed. So it's, I guess it's because I've seen people use it, and like, you know those posters that are like Ask Angela or things that are like, someone has sent me that one time, it was like one of those things that was to do with guys are being weird, but I felt bad for like Patrick, the boy in the photo, because obviously like that doesn't look very good on him, and there's no need for it to be used like that. But I understand people using it in like a good way to promote good things, but sometimes I just think it's better to see like the light funny side of it
and yeah,
then think too deep into it all.
I mean, going back to Patrick then, like you say, he seems like a really lovely guy who's also been thrust into a bizarre situation.
Yeah.
And I really hope, again, people don't take it too literally as to, wow, this guy is a complete creep or whatever. But what's your relationship like now with Patrick?
I never speak to Patrick anymore. Like, we'd be sound if we saw each other. Like, in a club, we've seen each other a couple of times since, and then it's always like, of course they bring it up because I'm drunk and annoying, but apart from that, we don't really talk. Like, he's friends, he's like Aberdeen Uni, so he's friends with some of my friends, but we don't really chat at all. Well, we never do.
Yeah, good. And of course, there's another moving part to this picture, and that's the guy that took it. I understand, obviously, to begin with, you were questioning a little bit about, is there anything I can get out of this? Is there any way I can kind of take control of the photo? But you found out that he was one that took it and therefore had copyright, sold it to Vice. If you had the opportunity to sit down with him, what would you say?
Well, he's the club... I don't know if he still does it, but he was the club photographer in... Bourbon, the club in Edinburgh, because I'm pretty sure I asked him on one night out about it, and that's how I knew he'd sold it. But I mean, on he goes. I'm sure he's made some money from it, which is good, but it was just by chance he took it. Like, I don't remember him being there, but it was just a good photo for him to take. Like, I'm sure it was just an opportunity and he saw it, and then here we are 2 years later.
Do you feel like you've learned anything from going viral?
I think if I was to really think into it, it'd be kind of like, you never know what people could post about you. If you're like, anything can be taken of you, and the ones that's online, it's online. But I don't really think of it like that. But I think if I think into it, it's kind of like, you don't have control of what's online. And if that was like a photo that I really, really hated, like, I don't mind it at all. But if it was a photo I really, really hated, I'd obviously feel rubbish every time I saw it. And if you're out in public, then I guess, so there's nothing you can do about that. But I feel like, just to make sure everyone's nice online, because people can be nasty. Apart from that, no, I just find it funny. Just be careful what you post.
Okay, have you? What are the weirdest reactions you've had to it?
I know, like, gosh, they probably wouldn't like me saying this, but I know, like, my ex-boyfriend hated it. When we'd be out, like, obviously, if people came up to me and stuff, he would just be there, he'd hate it, he'd hate people coming up to me, but, well, like, such is life, life goes on. I wouldn't say there's anything bad, just the weirdest thing would be people asking me for a photo. Like, I would never ever thought that would happen, ever. Because it was like first year of uni, so I guess it was kind of like, it was in a way, it was kind of good, like, to meet not meet people, but like, people would end up saying to me like, oh, you're in that photo, and then it would just be a way to meet people, like, start of uni, in a weird way.
How long did that kind of thing last for when it first went viral? Did it peter off at any point?
It was definitely, a lot of stuff was getting posted when it happened, the week after. So that was September 2018, and I know, like, in summer 2019, like, when we were out at the Fringe and stuff, Edinburgh Fringe, like, people would still ask me about it, like, in clubs or when we're getting drinks. So that was, like, after a year. Yeah, right before clubs shut, I think people would still sometimes say it. But it's mainly when people are drunk. Like, people would never say it to me, like, sober. But now, not so much that people aren't in clubs, because people wouldn't say it sober.
Unless they're weird people making a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Sorry. I didn't wish you were going to say that. No, not at all.
No. I feel you. I mean, how do you feel about the future of the meme, though? Because you're applying for jobs, I imagine, post-graduation. Are you worried that it might come up?
I'm not worried, because I don't think it's a bad photo. And I feel like if an employer thinks it's an issue, then... there's nothing about the photo is bad, I wouldn't say. Like, okay, maybe I'm wearing, like, a dress that's not really appropriate for work. But apart from that, it's nothing, not a bad photo. I'm not doing anything bad. And I feel like sometimes I've used it, like... I could use it to talk about, like, if I got asked, for example, an interview or something, a situation that was out of your control or something like that. Like, I guess I could make a spin on it of how I handled it or something like that. But I wouldn't say it's been a bad thing at all. Maybe when it comes to big jobs, it could be, but I don't think it should be. If it is, like, no, maybe that says more about them, I suppose. Like, I wouldn't really want to be work for an employer that thinks that was an issue, because it wasn't. It could just be seen in a good light if you interpreted it in that way.
I'm just amazed by your positivity in all of this, and I obviously have a final burning question, which is, where is the dress from?
Oh gosh, I can't even tell. I think it's in the bin now. It was, I think, Pretty Little Thing, but it was ages ago. It's not even a nice dress. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Pretty sure I've worn it again since, and I was like, why am I wearing this? Like, it's not even nice. And I got fake tan over it, and I was like, it's time for the bin, chucked it out. Like, no, I'm never ever wear that now. But I think it was Pretty Little Thing. Or Misguided, that's probably the only place I would shop then.
Love it. Well, maybe some sponsorship deals from Misguided, Pretty Little Thing in the future.
I mean, I really should have rinsed it by the time, but I was just like, oh, this is fun, oh well. But, yeah.
And you were speaking to Cosmo and all these, like, really cool magazines.
Yeah, that was crazy. They took us down to London and did, like, a photo shoot and was in the magazine. And to be honest, I absolutely hate the photo. I've never looked at it since. Like, I hated it. But... the whole experience was nice. Because that was kind of like what I was saying. Like, I didn't get to pick what photo they used in the magazine. And of all the ones they used, like, I hated it. So I guess, and then that's why I just didn't want to look at it. So But that's definitely like, that's a fun story to say. Like, I was in Cosmopolitan. I told my like my mum was so excited about that because she loves all the fashion and magazines and whatnot. Yeah. Well,
I'm just like blown away by your response to the whole thing. You know, it's a real test of character. And now that you've kind of joined the word you hate, this meme sphere, how does it make you see other people that go viral?
I think it's interesting. It's nice to see, like, because a lot of these, when, oh God, I really don't like saying the word, but when you see memes, like, you don't really think of it as a person. Like, you just think, like, oh, that's just a photo, like, it's been posted around everywhere. It just, you just think of it as the photo. But then, because a lot of people have seen that photo, just be like, oh, that's the photo of the girl in the nightclub. But then if I saw one now, I'd be like, that's actually, like, a normal person that was just caught off guard or, like, was doing something. And because most people would never think of that until, like, obviously people have said they've seen me in a club or whatever. But now I would think, like, oh, that was just a person like me. And then all these people are probably, like, saying this stuff to them, like, got followers from it or whatever. Because you just forget that, obviously, some stuff's staged. Like, I think some people thought that it was maybe, like, a PR thing for Milk, which it wasn't. I just worked there by chance. But most of them are actually just really normal people, like, bog-standard people. And it just caught off guard, which I think's funny and interesting to think that, like, they wouldn't have thought that would happen to them either. Most people wouldn't. It really could happen to anyone. Like, it was just by chance.
Yeah. What is your favourite meme?
Ooh, good question. I think I love the wee girl in the back of the car, and she's got, like, purple eyeshadow on, and it just reminds me of myself. Like, when she's, it's always, like, captures, like, you coming back on, like, the Sunday morning after an hour or something. She's sitting in the back of the car with, like, her hair all up and purple eyeshadow. I think that's my favourite. I mean, it's a video, but I would probably say that.
I think there's definitely some similarities between that meme and yours, like, for sure.
Yeah. The night before, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that one makes me laugh every time I see
it. Amazing. Lastly then, what do you want to do in the future?
Gosh, I really don't know. That stresses me out is what it does. I think definitely get my degree. At this point in time, I'm obviously going to want to get a job eventually, but I don't know if what I'm doing, finance or marketing or what I'm going to do. But I think after the pandemic and stuff, ideally I'd want to do a ski season whenever that happens. Before, because I'm just thinking, when I get into a big scary job, that's me in a big scary job for life, right? And I don't want to just do that. I want to enjoy myself, get a job, finish uni, do that, get a job, then grow up and get old, have a family and whatnot, the usual.
Oh, what do you think the family are going to think of their mum's brief stint in the spotlight?
Yeah, I know, it would be like, that's what I always say, it's a story for the grandkids, because they'd be like, I was in a magazine and all this stuff, but because I probably won't still be around then, but they'll understand, like, memes and internet and stuff, so.
Yeah, or will they? Will memes be a thing of the past?
True, maybe they'll be vanished by then, which I wouldn't mind.
Okay, it's the moment Lucy and Anna have all been waiting for. Oh, are you ready?
I'm ready, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
We are going to find out which meme of the week was most popular with our audience. So, the interaction on this was pretty good, guys, I'm not going to lie.
We're going to become a meme, oh my god.
Oh no!
Oops.
It's way too much. 378 people viewed the poll, and how many took part? Right, this is my maths, I've got to try and count it up.
17, 18, 19. Get those GCSEs out.
Okay, around 130 people responded to the poll.
Okay, that's sizable. You know, we'd probably get into some small scientific study group.
This is science. The people have spoken. Is it A, I'm a Coke addict, B, Northwest Classic, or C, Netflix niche? Can I get a drum roll, please?
Come on!
Winner is Northwest Classic with 60 votes!
I knew it would win. Kim K always wins.
I do think it's the most relatable meme, though.
Yeah, yes. Northwest Classic. I myself am a Northwest Classic. In next week's episode, we'll delve deeper into meme culture when I speak to Success Kid's mum.
I'm like, oh, why are they making him look like a bully? He was really happy, you know? He's only like 2 or 3 at this time, so I'm just like, oh, I hated seeing my little boy like that.
If you want to take part in next week's poll, follow us on Instagram at @oopsimameme_podcast. You can also find us on Twitter on the same handle.
Thank you to Lucia Gorman for coming on our podcast. You can follow her Twitter and Instagram @Lucia_Gorman.
And thanks to Kieran MacDonald-Brown for fitting our bizarre brief with the theme music. Maybe give their band Subs a listen. You can follow them on Instagram @SYBSband.
What kind of music are they, Liz?
They're actually a Welsh indie band.
They sing in Welsh?
They sing in Welsh. Oshan, the lead singer, is from Cardiff. Which was not a Welsh accent, whatever. Cardiff.
Musician Joachim Reeves has done a brilliant job with our additional music. You can visit his website to hire him for all the other cool stuff he does. www.joachimreeves.com. Guys, he even performed at the BAFTAs.
What a legend.
And he managed to get the personalised domain name. I think I'm more impressed by that.
Impressive.